thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Sleight of Hand podcast. We appreciate you listening. We'd also appreciate if you listen to this recap.
Last time we left off, I believe most of the Jaegers got together. Cal kind of killed some of his people. That sucks. We fought off the terrible ooh sludge thingy. That kind of looked like Venom symbiote is what I pictured it as. Then we left, walked down a hall, and we ran into this like magical future all-seeing hag who doesn't, is a bunch of hocus pocus.
Hag, she was a nice lady. She gave out beverages. She
lied and told about some people's future present, said some people were dead, some people weren't. Johnny wrote that he's having a happily ever after, so hopefully he doesn't die. And then they left because Dutch left. I know Cal went to the kitchen. I think Johnny followed. And I think Zediak went down the hall with Dutch.
Trying to find Dutch, yeah.
Which they were just kind of like, he was walking slow for everyone to come, but he's obviously on a path to...
What's Garg doing?
Yeah, what is
River Garg dance?
Doing? I think Garg was just leaving that room because he had the special moment with Granger.
Yep. Garg had a little bit of a backstory development.
Secret conversation.
About time.
It wasn't secret. Yeah, I couldn't have been listening.
Did I get just about everything?
That sounds about right. And we ended the episode with Johnny leaving the kitchen to go to the giant's chambers, climbs on the desk, and finds...
Yes.
Magical schematics for opening portals to other planes / worlds.
And I can read them.
Were able to read them.
Were there, though, instructions for how to support us on Patreon?
There wasn't. Derek, tell us how to do that.
Hi, I'm Derek here, voice of Dutch and formerly Estelle of the Sleight of Hand podcast. Will you be an angel for a helpless group of podcasters? Every day, innocent players are abused, beaten, and neglected by their DM, and they're crying out for help. Please go to www.patreon.com/SOH Network with a monthly gift right now for as low as $1 a month. That's only 60 cents a month. You'll help rescue the players from their abusing, torturous DM and provide morale support, more contributions for our studio, and love. Sign up in the next 30 minutes and tweet at me at Dr. Harris, that's DRHAIRZ on Twitter, and you'll receive this welcome photo of Momo, the cat, thanking you. Right now, there's a Jaeger who needs you. Your pledge says, I'm here to help. Please sign up right now at patreon.com/SOH Network. Thank you.
Yeah, 60 cents
because it's taxes.
Taxes and Patreon fee.
Yeah. Your dollar is gonna go towards 60 cents. It's so good.
All I can think of when you said welcome image is the Eric Andre show where he shoots the guy in the beach. Welcome.
Oh gosh.
Who knows what happens?
So
in
Garg
my head.
Turns around from a lady whose name is escaping because he never learned her name.
Yeah, her name is Granger, if you want to put that in your notes.
Granger.
Yes. And proceeds out into the hallway. After this point, though, everybody else is kind of gone. Anyone in the hallway?
You see the bedroom door is cracked open.
Okay.
And you probably see Cal, like, coming out with some food from the kitchen, like...
And Zediak and Dutch are just down the
hall. Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Cal has Cal's got my food. Interest.
Uh-oh.
What do you got, Cal?
Yes.
Hey! You'll share, right?
I'm like Arby's right now. I have the meats.
Sorry, I need to cool off a bit.
You got the meat sweats? Same here.
Salted pork?
I think there's some of that in here.
Oh, yes.
It's salted now.
By the sweat.
We don't talk about that.
Can Cal describe the sweaty meats?
No.
Well, it's...
they're one of our Patreon supporters.
It's hanging to the left right now. It's the one... We got some hot links.
Is it like a single link or...
I hope there's only one. Is this giant food or is this common food?
No, it's giant food.
They're like ripped off pieces of like huge, like huge legs of things. Or yeah,
the sausage is absolutely massive.
Oh, that one, it looks like a purple and long and what is it?
I believe it's called an egg.
Mm.
An eggplant.
I think they call it something else in the other lands.
I'm not so sure, but
is there like an ambrosia whatever, or something like that?
Makes you feel better.
I'm not there. I don't have to be a part of this.
I'm glad I'm not a part of this.
Anyways, do you want this now or later?
Ah, aubergine.
What?
You know. I'll take it now.
Ah, yes, here you go.
Bend over so I can give you my meat.
I need to put it in your aubergine backpack.
And then that lunch packed in here.
So while we're fiddling around with meat in the hallway, what's the rest of the party doing?
Johnny, you're standing on top of this like oversized chair, kind of like looking at these papers, scrolls, schematics, some sort of spell, cult incantations.
Do I have to make a check to understand it, or am I picking up what I'm seeing?
I
do speak giant, if it helps.
Yeah, so it is definitely in giant. Do you have any like arcana or history?
I am trained in arcana.
So let's do that. Let's see what your arcana roll is, and I can let you know.
First roll of tonight. That's trash.
First of the right, new, different dice.
So, 7.
With a 7, you think that you would need to spend an hour or so to really kind of figure it out. But just frantically being up there and grabbing it.
I mean, I'm not in a rush.
So
I'll sit here and study it. I really wish I still had my notebook so I could take copies, but I left my notebook in the tent.
Yes, you did. Yeah, I forgot about that.
So I'm gonna study and try and gain some insights into what some of these things are.
Yeah.
Just to make it clear, you're gonna sit there for an hour while the rest of the group walks down the hall.
I won't say an hour. I'll say until somebody realizes I'm missing.
Okay. Zediak and
I do not notice Johnny is
Dutch.
Missing.
Yeah, Dutch is walking down the hall. He's going at a pace where everyone can run and catch up, but he is not.
Yeah,
waiting. He's like.
And then does Garg and Cal catch up with Zediak and?
Yeah.
Before they get there, I'm gonna ask Dutch. Hey Dutch, are you all right?
Well, wouldn't I be?
Seemed a little upset in the room.
Listen, all I know is that that old hag likes to make up bullshit answers, and I ain't gonna trust no one who sees the future. She doesn't know who I am. She doesn't know who any of you are. I mean, my apologies. She probably know who you guys are. You guys seem to make weird and interesting allies, but nah, no one writes my fate. I write my own fate. Someone who claims to see all this, everything and anything, nah. There's no way that thing could happen. So, I think she's a bunch of bullshit. Take with what you want.
Okay.
Hey, Cal. Insight check. He doesn't like baloney. I want it.
I want to do an insight on Dutch and see if he's...
His emotional state?
If he's putting on a show... Yes. Or if he is genuinely.
What do you perceive?
I'm gonna.
It's inciting.
You got eyes.
That? How did that happen?
Okay, Chris.
I don't know.
That went three different places.
Okay, let's try this again.
Okay.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
All right.
Insight.
I rolled a 17, by the way.
Okay.
I rolled an 18.
A 17 deception.
So 27.
Emotionally,
are you just trying to get like what exactly are you trying?
Like an emotional.
I want to know if Dutch is what you just told me. If that is what Dutch actually thinks, or if he's putting that on and he's secretly
hurting.
Yeah, like he's really not sure.
I say with one over, you could definitely tell he is probably livid, like, and trying to keep calm and not necessarily burst it out at you or anyone in the group. He, I guess, denies what she says and is more of more, you definitely saw more excitement when there was hope that some of his family was still out there. And like he's been annoyed with you guys, but this is probably the most you've seen him like legit livid.
Yeah, no, I think okay.
He's like a bob, like you shook it.
Okay. But whether he believes it or not, he is in denial of what you said. He also doesn't quite understand magic as much. So
okay.
He wants to believe that she's bullshit.
Yeah, okay. That's what I wanted to know. That's it.
So walking down, what do we still see?
Yeah, so you guys, the four of you roll a perception check.
Perception is...
This side's rolling.
21.
Okay. Right?
Perception.
Guard.
What?
Hey!
What? Whoa, whoa, whoa! A natural 20.
Clark sees something.
Natural 20, otherwise known as 19.
He just needs some salt and meat.
He just need Cal to give him his 18. Meat.
-2%.
But Cal was too busy giving Garg his meat and got a natural 1.
I got a 8.
Was it the spotted
total
dick?
Of 6?
Or was it the a wrong type of pudding?
It was actually a cream filling.
Zediak notices that you guys have been traveling for a while, and Zediak. Johnny's not with you.
What about Garg?
Garg, you also notice that you guys are light a member.
More food for me.
When these two catch up, I'll
membership dues are going up.
I'll ask both of them. Where's Johnny?
You're not with you?
No.
But you OG friends. OG, original gangsta friends.
No, original group.
That's how you spell Jaeger, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where Johnny is.
Did you have like lucky charms? You go, wah, 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 and then you find them.
No.
You should really look into those. Quite useful.
Do you have one of those?
No. Okay. I'm an apprentice, not full member yet.
Okay.
But we can fix this.
How? I don't want to know how.
How do you get lucky charms?
Where's Johnny? When did you last see him?
In the hallway near the kitchen.
You were in the kitchen.
Want some buns? They're hot.
I'm not hungry.
Wow, doesn't want the buns. That doesn't mean you're hungry.
I just buttered them too.
We've also got meat if that's the way you go.
I'm gonna go try and find Johnny.
Okay.
Go back towards the kitchen.
Ah.
So do you let the rest of the group know that, or do you just cruise storm back off? Okay.
You got 5 minutes.
Sure.
So, Zediak, with 5 minutes, you get there in 2.5 minutes down the hall.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're moving faster than walk, but not sprinting and being cautious.
Yeah.
You just pass the bedroom, and you see the kitchen door, and you kind of look back and realize that the bedroom door is creaked open a little bit.
I would imagine you would hear me because I'm in there talking to Fluffy.
And he's probably just kind of like muttering to himself and going through paperwork. you walk into the bedroom and you mm-hmm. see him on top of this huge wooden chair with Fluffy going mm-hmm. over paperwork at a desk.
Okay. Johnny, we need to go. Did you find something?
Yeah, actually, you might want to come look at this.
Okay. I will fly up there.
Yeah. All right. So, can you read Giant?
No.
Okay. So, Johnny would have to fill you in.
So, yeah. I think what we're looking at, this looks to be some sort of design for interplanar portal making. You can tell by that bit over there with the
arcane runes. What's it really say, Johnny?
It says it makes portals.
Insight. That's like the smartest thing I've ever heard. I've heard Johnny say.
Yeah,
this might be the first serious sentence.
Like, I think he's lying to me.
I mean, I was sitting there ready for him to go. Like, it is proof of my divinity.
That's okay. That's a two. I believe him.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's an 11 total. Your passive deception's higher than that.
But what if he rolls persuasion?
I mean, if you're trying to insight to tell if I'm lying, you can tell I'm not lying.
Yeah, he's telling the truth, so.
Or he believes he's telling
the truth. I believe you're telling the truth.
Yeah.
Okay, what are we?
The only thing I don't know is where these portals are going.
Is this big enough? Is this a pretty big piece of paper? Can we, like, take it with us?
They're pretty big scrolls. I would say they're probably...
Is it like a tarp?
Like almost, like 8 feet tall. Like they're big. Okay. You know.
They're giant.
Yeah, 8 feet, probably by 10 feet. You could roll them up super tight. If you put them in the bag of holding, that's probably the only way you could transfer them.
Here, Johnny, let's take this with us.
A player's handbook.
I know.
What's happening?
I know. I'm
rules. Wait a minute. No, wait.
Spells.
Do you have enlarge reduce?
No. Dang it. Polymorph targets creatures.
I was say, are you going to polymorph me into what?
You can true polymorph objects.
No, you will not.
Oh.
Gargron's the corner.
At the very least, tell me what you're planning.
You're going to turn the spells into a bird or something?
Well, I mean, I could turn myself into a T-Rex and probably carry it, but...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Discreet, Johnny. We're trying to be discreet. That's awesome. Yeah. We can take the scroll with us.
Stealthy T-Rex.
How much time would I have been able to study? Like, have I learned anything little more relevant?
You can definitely tie a lot of the types of magic to the stuff that you've dealt with, you know, with the succubus in the Calbashmat. Yeah. Very similar ritual type stuff in there, but it's at a much bigger, grander thing. You recognize a lot of the architecture and some of the map stuff that is very similar to the castle, and you pick out some stuff that's basically portals to the shadow planes, portal to... basically the nine levels of hell.
So I see like this is describing portals that have already been built.
Yeah, built or how to build, you know, with the sacrifice of blood, things like that.
Okay, so this is telling me that within the castle, there's some portals.
Yeah, and or like schematics to do. To you don't know them. If they've been made yet. But
where they intend to put them and how they're going to be. Okay, I will explain all of this to Zediac as like what I'm seeing is... You know, here are the plans. Here's where they're putting them. I don't know if they've been completed, but I think we need to change some things here.
Definitely. Well, that might be one of the ways they get their slaves.
We need to sabotage the portal to the Nine Hells at least.
I'm on board with that plan. You'd probably sabotage all of them.
Yeah, is there any, like, generic design where they have, like, basic construction for all of them? Or, like, one part of the blueprint where I could change some details so it would affect all their portals?
They're all separate and they require a lot of setup work. So, okay,
so they're all different designs.
Yeah, your thought is that the only time they would be open is during a cult ritual.
Okay.
Like these ones.
Yeah.
This is you know, like our other episode where there was the portal going into the ground. It's these aren't those types of portals, like little portals that are 20 feet. These are massive portals.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you feel like we need to take this with us?
Do you intend to travel to the Shadow Plane or maybe the Nine Hells?
No, but if we could refer to it, maybe it could help us get rid of some of the portals, unless you feel like you've got a grasp of what to do with them.
I mean, if I had these plans, I could build one, but without them, all I have is the knowledge of their existence. I think we should take one with us and destroy the rest.
Or we could just destroy them all.
From what I've seen so far, like, would we be able to build one of these, or is it going to, like, require innocent blood to be spilled for all of them? For the ones I've looked through, at least.
All of these require a sacrifice.
Maybe we should ask Cal for some help. He's a little bit...
Well, I don't think starting a fire is going to be the most discreet way.
Cal did start the fire.
I mean, I could burn them, but I want to make sure this gets done.
Hopefully, if we do our job right, we can come back and destroy them later. But I think starting a fire right now might cause some alarm.
I wonder if Fluffy has fire breath.
A pseudo dragon? I don't think so.
I think fairy dragons.
No, they can only sting.
Yep.
Okay. So you think we should deal with this later then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll trust you.
Under different circumstances, I'd burn them now, but if we start setting things on fire, it'll be a little bit harder to pass off sneaking around. Because you're still supposed to be Lord Gresk.
That's right. Yeah. And so you were saying there was one of the schematics has like where they're going to be placed throughout the castle?
Yeah, so...
Would that function as a map of the castle?
It is kind of like a rough sketch of the map.
Then I'm going to try map, and... I'm going to start folding that one up. Because that sounds pretty helpful.
We should take that one.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay.
So yeah.
And
so we'll fold it 7 times and then roll it up.
Yeah.
And then we'll put it back.
One of the... There's like 2 kind of areas that look like... One looked kind of similar. It was like a tall arc stoned area with like emerald inset stuff. So maybe that's back towards the mine area. And then there was another area that seemed to be more of like a... Like, it doesn't really make sense that it would be on the island, but it's more, or on the floating island, but it's more of a, like, snow, ice, kind of a cooler climated place with emerald as well. So you're thinking maybe both of these are towards the bottom,
mm-hmm.
bottom of the castles.
I feel like we're probably past our 5 minutes.
Yeah, so. So,
we're going to be late.
Yeah, Zediak is like, oh, well, we need to catch back up.
Did you end up getting any mead? Ale or anything?
Yeah, it's a good berry brew.
I don't care. And he just takes it and starts filling his flask while he's waiting.
Oh, you want some hard stuff?
Yeah, you got hard stuff?
There you go.
Cool, he's going to take a swig of the mead and then take the hard stuff and start filling that up in the flask. And once it's filled, take some from the bottle and then give it back.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy it.
So everyone catches back up. Zediak and Johnny, do you fill the others in or do you keep information to yourselves?
I found a map of sorts. It might help us get to where we're going. We need to find...
Where are we going?
We need to find Shara.
Where do you think she is?
Around.
All right, look for round things on the map.
I think he meant around, as in not a, somewhere in
not
the
a
building.
Square?
No. I don't think she's a square. She was shapely.
Oh.
We saw her earlier. She was riding on the shoulders of some giants. All
right. which way did she go?
Can roll survival to see if you can track back. I'm sure you're so good at that.
So great. You know us bards, never getting lost.
Well, if you need to track someone.
Cal, if you want to jump in.
I think that makes it a 13.
17.
17. You guys are able, Cal, from the scent, kind of like you could smell like, they probably went.
Oh, it's just me.
Yeah, yeah. you guess that it's two halls up and to the east. You right. guys want to try to pursue that?
And Cal's just like on all fours, like stiff in the ground, like walking.
I mean, Granger told us that the real threat here isn't so much the giant brothers, but that Shara's kind of the power. Right now.
Yeah.
So I think that's definitely the avenue Johnny wishes to follow. Because it also sounds a lot easier than killing three giants.
Supposedly.
So, Cal's doing his best bloodhound impression and following the scent as best he can.
And is your stealth spell still up?
I think that dropped. I think I lost.
Last hour should
still be up. Yeah.
All right. Well, we can say that the last remaining bits of the spell are up, and you guys are able to follow the tracks and trails in the scent without deterring any other enemies towards you. You guys get to what looks like a opening, like a kind of a arced opening. And it feels really cold. Kind of like a weird draft kind of pulling. You can hear the air whistling through.
Do I hear that voice from the library?
You do not hear the voice from the library.
Dang.
You do.
I'm so curious about
you
that.
You do, however, hear Shara kind of talking to maybe one or two of the frost giants. Not all three of them are there anymore. And Johnny, you also recognize this room as the kind of icier room from one of your maps.
So there's probably a portal in here.
That, or this is where they're planning on doing it. So
don't think I'm still disguised as Gresk. I feel like that's probably worn off by this point.
How long does disguise self last?
I think it's an hour. So,
are we wanting to go in hot or keep things cool?
Oh, I get it, because you like fire and it's cold over there.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Where's the meat?
What meat?
Mead?
Dutch will start going stealthily.
Are we...
Okay, you guys are all coming in up here from the... west. So it'll be right over there at the entrance. And we'll place a old D4 to say that her voice is kind of coming from
here. What is
the center is like a raised platform. It's about 15 feet up and it's got steep kind of 10 feet and 5 feet like cut out like granite and stuff to get up to the top of it.
Okay. Could Dutch go to the left to see if he could peer around the corner to see her, but just go not towards the centerpiece, but just to the left of the entrance?
Yeah.
And refresh me real quick. She told us to go find the escaped slaves, specifically the Mad Wizard, right?
Yes.
And we haven't done that. Well, I mean, we're just checking here next.
Yeah. You would still have interest in getting the ones that you brought back.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I was going to say, I think that's going to be our angle.
Yeah. Dutch, you notice her as you walk around the corner, that you identify her.
Before Garg goes in there,
okay,
I'm going to say, hey, Garg. Can I have your sword? Really quick. Yeah. Please. How about I trade you?
What?
I'll take out of the bag of holding. I have a magical short sword that you could probably hide on you.
Right here. And Cal will hand you the jade tiger dagger.
That. When did you get one?
I think
we all got them.
Yeah, we all got them. I think he has one too.
I do. The green tiger jade dragon dagger. Yeah.
But your sword,
I think it's a short sword for me.
your sword's damaged, and you're not supposed to be walking around with a sword anyway.
Fine.
So I can give you the short sword, and you can try and hide it so that you're not unarmed.
And Dutch, also, in your perception, you also identify she is talking to a frost giant.
Can I hear what they're saying at all?
Not really. You can hear it, but it's like kind of a little bit echoey.
Could I possibly go closer to the centerpiece? Like,
yeah. You want to roll stealth for me?
You just kill her.
No.
Just say the slave got loose.
That is 21.
We can get you close. Just all of us. You successfully make it there?
There, so I could to where they can't see me, but I want to be able to, at least now that I know they're there, I want to be able to hear what they're saying.
So,
you basically, from, do you speak giant?
I don't think Dutch does. No.
Okay.
Bummer.
So she, Calvin's. You get closer because you think that you're like, oh, I'm just too far away. But as you get closer to her, you realize that she's speaking in a giant dialect.
Could I working with the frost giant that I used to intimidate these guys at first, can I get a tone of what their demeanor is? Are they like,
it sounds like basically, and you're just trying to pick up on things you've heard before,
just like, is it casual talk, is it more of like,
it's instructive.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to, I don't think I'm still disguised as Grisk, because that only lasts an hour, and we've done some stuff.
Okay.
So I'm going to re-disguise using disguise self as Lord Grisk. So I'm going to mark that so I don't forget. And I'm going to walk up probably onto the center of that little raised area.
Okay.
And try and bring... Dutch is being sneaky, the other two are prisoners. So I think it's just going to be me.
Okay.
Well, I can. Are you just good? Are you telling me anything about your plans before you go?
Johnny, tell plans.
Okay.
And to be a little bit more specific for both players and listeners, for the terrain, is there's random openings coming into this vast, huge, circular center with a 30 by 30 sphere going 15 feet up into the air with a platform. There's ways up to this on every side. The ground is covered in snow, and there's like emerald crystals kind of poking out of the snow off the walls. Mm. So
emerald crystals.
Seeing John, Lord Grisk walk up.
Well, Dutch is he Lord Grisk?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Dutch will take out his, like, ready his hands on his guns.
Okay.
I'll push Cal and Garg like in front of me, and I'll stick my hand out for Garg's sword, and I'm holding the short sword.
Garg reluctantly switches.
Okay.
So I'll.
What's this fancy sword do?
It's a +1 short sword. So okay. It's a regular short sword. So it gets +1 to hit and to damage. And it's a d6.
Since I speak giant, what do I hear them saying as I come up?
So, do you come up to the top, but not to where the giant can see?
I mean, like, I'm walking up as I'm approaching.
Yeah, as you're approaching, you hear her her telling this general basically to start prepping the area for a sacrifice.
Okay.
So,
that's good to know. Shara, there you are.
Are you in front of me? I'm gonna keep you guys in front of me.
I'm glad we've found you,
Johnny, a little bit.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Giant.
Hi.
Did you find the crane?
No, not yet. We are still searching very hard. I did find the prisoners that I brought.
Ah, yes, I see.
Yes, actually, you come up here, you prisoners.
You prisoners.
Yeah, off to the right of Johnny there, yeah.
As you can see, this little one is going to point to Cal, who's probably still covered in burns and soot
and grease.
Yeah.
And grease. It smells a lot of meat.
This little bugger.
In the kitchen.
Yes, I believe... caused some sort of explosion. You probably heard it was very loud in the castle. And then we found him raiding the larder.
Really?
He had already been through at least 2 whole sausages.
Well, I do believe that, looking at him.
I'm gonna just raise up a hand at him and be like, you testing me, boy. Ooh.
I feel sad for you.
And I'll smack Garg in the back of the head.
What did you say?
I said I feel sorry for you.
I'll smack him again. Shut up.
And why is that, little one?
You have this idiot as an ally.
Are you referring to me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I like it.
Well... we go way back.
I feel even more sorry for you.
You know, no, that's enough. I'm gonna grab him by his collar, and I'm gonna throw him at Shara.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. This is how we doing it. Surprise attack. Let's go.
Flying
combo move.
Are my hands tied?
Nope.
Yes.
And you have a short sword. Yeah. And we go and use it.
Okay.
Imagine ultimate surprise attack. The prisoners exchange.
Wow. So Garg
Do get help.
Is flying in the air towards Shara.
Like, I'm going to make it look like I'm going to, like, just pound him. And I actually just, like, instead of going straight down, I kind of twirl around and send him flying. I'm pretty strong.
Yeah, so like we're going to do like it this way.
Can I do attack midair?
Yeah. Zediak.
If I can make this.
Zediak. As Zediak. Justin playing Zediak.
Yeah.
Zediak, do you hand Garg his sword as he gets thrown?
He's got the short sword. I have his long sword. He's already got the short sword.
Isn't there like a magic short sword?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
+1.
And you
so
have your dagger.
You fly through the air.
You get 5 feet
in front of Shara. Roll to hit.
Yep, and I am not doing any attack, just normal attack. I am doing a sweeping attack and spinning.
Okay.
Spin to win!
Ah, dang it.
But
8 + 3 = 11 + 7 = 18 to hit plus superior die? No, I don't think I get to add the superior die.
Does it say?
18 to hit.
That hits.
Yeah!
And remember, you're a fighter, so you make more than one attack.
Yes. Oh, yes. So, and I'm doing superiority dice, which is
why did I pick Chris to be the person who I threw?
Eight. Yeah. think it's a D8.
Throw Cal, it turns into a T-Rex.
That's what I was just thinking. I should have thrown someone in polymorph and be like, ha ha, I'm here.
So rolling damage, D10 and a D6. That's a
D6 for your short sword, not a D10. Nice.
So 6 plus...
1 for the short sword. 6 plus 1 plus 3.
So 10 damage for the short sword attack, but then I also have the... When you hit a creature with a melee weapon, you can expend one superiority dice. To attack or damage the creature, choose one creature within 5 feet. Oh, never mind. This was a bad attack. It just really... That would be to knock somebody else out.
That's really helpful.
Could you do like a tripping one or something?
There is a tripping one.
I meant to do the tripping one, which is... No, really, because I mixed up sweeping attack with... it's right here somewhere. Trip attack.
We swear he's an experienced player.
When you hit, when you hit a creature with a weapon, with a weapon attack, you can expend one superiority die to attempt to knock the target down. You add the superiority die to the attack's damage roll. So in this case, that's an additional 6 to my 10, so 16 total. And if the target is large or smaller, it must make a strength saving throw. So 16 to see if they get knocked down, not damage. My apologies.
Which I believe she's...
Well, no, 16 is the damage.
And that's also the DC?
Oh, yeah. And that is also the DC.
Or it should be 8 plus your strength mod.
No, it's proficiency. It's for the trip attack. That's
what it's... Oh, and it must make a strength saving throw. So, yep. Yeah. Strength saving throw against my strength. Hopefully you lose.
Hopefully, yeah.
I said hopefully. I'd never assume.
26.
Holy.
Serious? Yeah. I just...
So yeah,
you strike at her.
Yeah,
you try and kangle her.
Strike.
That's one hit. You still get one more.
Oh yeah.
No. That was just the flying attack.
That was the
flying
attack.
So at this point, everyone roll for initiative.
Mm-hmm. Dun, dun, dun.
We're actually doing this.
Yep, we're doing it now.
I don't know what subtlety is.
We should have set everything on fire.
We should have had a plan.
We can still do all of these things.
This is the plan. This is the plan. FSU.
The plan is there are 2 Jaegers left, and I'm taking charge.
There are...
There's going to be 0 Jaegers left.
There's,
left
yeah.
There's 3 Jaegers left.
That was a bummer.
That's true.
So cool.
Adam's still alive.
That was pretty cool.
No, he's not. He's confirmed dead. Adam's alive.
I mean, I haven't cast Sending in a while.
Wow, 26. What the crap?
All right.
Tougher.
She's a giant.
Tougher than
you.
Go for it.
4.
5.
Okay. 5. And guard?
13.
And Zodiac?
10.
And
so
Cal?
Good thing we had a sneak attack.
7.
And
it's okay. 25. We'll all just go at the same
18.
time.
18. I rolled a 4, by the way.
I
got 18. I rolled a 6.
Gosh.
7.
And
yeah, roll higher. Come on. I don't need to. You guys are the ones who need to.
Top of the order is going to be Shara. She is going to attack Garg.
Bye, Garg. Why?
Because he just threw you at her. You pulled a sword.
He shanked her.
I was being defensive.
And it was an accident.
As you...
I defensively stabbed her first.
Yeah.
It's called preemptive.
As you swing at her, she goes and pulls out a sword.
Where'd that come from?
And does a 15 hit?
Does not.
So she misses.
She
and
misses
then with,
me as I'm spinning.
Yeah. She goes, she swings down, and then with her left hand, she goes
screaming.
To slam you.
Ooh. With her fist.
Does a 22 hit.
Unfortunately.
Perfect.
No, not perfect.
And
oh, I never healed up.
No.
You take,
I wanted, before we went into this, I wanted to say, hey, is everyone good on spells and health?
You take 16 points of bludgeoning damage.
Wow.
Right down on your forehead.
Not Cal blew himself up. Cal's very good at blowing things up, and he blew himself up.
And then she is going to move backwards.
To be fair, we could still play this off as Garg acting up.
Would Johnny, though.
I'm dead.
So, attack.
You have an attack of opportunity, Garg. She's
take it.
Fleeing.
Do it.
I go for another, after getting hit that hard and being reminded of how winded I am. So that's 17, nope, sorry. 12, 15, 21 to hit.
Yep.
God, I love fires. And I am going for a second round of the trip attack.
Ooh, better! You're
rolling good, Frando.
So that is 17? A total of...
14?
No.
17? Because one more than last time.
Yeah. So yeah, 17 damage. And then a strength check.
What's the DC on the strength check? Natural one. She trips.
She's prone.
Run.
So she gets,
finish it.
She goes to go 5 feet and
falls down.
Yeah. Next up, it is Dutch. Dutch, you are out of sight from her, but you could see the frost giant,
which is why I went for it. Because we can polymorph the frost giant.
She didn't even know that you were there.
Not a frost giant. Can I get a read? A cow. These two of their reaction just from where I am because I assume they're above me.
Zodiac's mouth's wide open. He's just like,
wasn't ready for that.
Nope.
You're never ready.
But
for that.
As soon as Cal's like, this is a terrible idea. But then when he saw
the trip,
he was like, okay, we have a chance. Just because that could be some fatty damage. Just
do I get a look that you guys are gonna fight?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a little else we can do right now.
I am fighting. If I go 30 feet to the right from where I'm sitting at least, but like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, do I have sight of her?
She would have partial cover, but yeah. Just because she's laying on like an incline, like a ladder.
Fell. Actually, I'll go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 right here.
Okay.
To hit the giant.
Yep, and that's full shot.
So you go away from...
I would get disadvantage.
You get disadvantage because she's prone.
So Dutch goes into the kind of like the middle of the hallway away from the pedestal for the listeners at home. And now has a clear sight on the frost giant.
We'll do a marksman shot.
Okay.
Does a 15 hit?
A 15 hits exactly.
Okay, cool. And I'm gonna do another attack.
Okay.
Already. Mm-hmm. Hold on 1 second though. Just because I was preparing for someone to not fight.
Don't look at me.
I'm not looking at you.
I was thrown.
And it was glorious.
There's only one frost giant with it, right?
Yeah.
But at least you didn't toss a dwarf.
Never toss a dwarf. Do it. Toss me. Left?
It's a good thing they have a clan.
All right, cool. I want to do a dazing shot on this one.
Okay.
Also a sharpshooter.
Hey. All right.
Yeah, but 15 again.
15 hits.
You had one chance to kill the bad guy.
Was not
this. First opportunity.
It was not this.
Cool. So he must make a con saving throw. The frost giant. He saves, so never mind.
They have pretty good con.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wait, this is a bad idea.
So the first one is 25.
Nice.
My idea would have worked if you hadn't shot the giant.
The second one hits 22.
22 to hit? Yep. Or 22 damage.
So total of
47.
47 damage.
Holy cow. Beefy. Actually, before the end of your turn, roll a perception check.
I thought he was about to say legendary action.
No.
7 plus 3, 10.
A 10?
Yes.
So with a 10, you kind of, after you fire your shots, you look down at the ground and you realize that you're kind of on a patch of what looks like maybe hardened ice. And you look down and you see what looks like eggs of something in the floor.
Is that just dormant eggs? Nothing like rolling about?
Dormant's not the word he's about to
with
use.
With a 10, you see eggs.
Like
under the
like, are they like chicken eggs? Are they ostrich eggs?
Let's just say they're the size of you.
Okay.
Yeah. awesome. Next up, it is now Mr. Frosty. He is going to move up, and he's going to pick Shara up.
So
he picks her up, and he
sounds like someone
goes to flee. So he's backing up defensively. So 5, 10, so it's 15 plus the 20.
Gotta trip a giant.
Yeah. And then
wait, attack
25,
of opportunity on a giant.
You took your attack 30. Opportunity, Shara.
No.
So he gets to about here.
It was great.
And it is now going to be, actually, no. He's going to get to here. And he crouches down and picks up a chunk of, like, ice, and he goes to launch it at Garg.
Oh, jeez.
You hit his master.
I mean, I was thrown at him.
So, that's actually pretty low. That's 13 to hit.
Are you wearing your armor right now?
Yes. He is.
Okay.
Yeah, so it just kind of, like, goes up and just, yeah, chips off the ground, boom, bounces between
I'm about to say, short, it just goes over my head.
Skips yeah. right over. Yeah.
It's like a skipping stone.
Yeah.
And I am the water.
And Shara just kind of goes out, Gresk. What is going on here?
I didn't give him that.
All right.
I told
you! Have your men stand down now.
You are a stupid ally!
Do you respond to Garg's comment?
Maybe on my turn when we get to that.
What?
So you say nothing to her?
I said I didn't give him that.
Okay.
And she said tell your men to stand down, and that's already 6 seconds. That, we'll get yeah. back
Zodiac?
To
yeah.
It's my turn?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that. She said attack.
I don't know why every time I picture
said,
Lord Gresk, I picture Colonel Sanders.
I'm gonna take
looking good.
Emphasis on the Colonel.
I'm going to take a 5-step right next to Johnny. 5-foot step right next to Johnny's right and just kind of, are we doing this now?
Do you want to let them get away instead?
No. So I'm going to walk another...
Wait, really quick.
Yeah?
Zeniak, do you still have that tent full of dwarves?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I'm not going to respond. I'm going to walk next to Garg. So that's another, let's see, 1, 10, 15, 20. Okay. I'm going to drop a healing potion next to Garg. And walk another 2 feet, or two squares in front of Garg.
10 feet.
It's another 10 feet. So that'll put me at my max. I'm going to Misty Step behind the giant.
Okay.
I can't reach it.
So that moves me 30 feet behind the giant. And then I'm going to...
As you're in the air, Misty Stepping, roll perception check.
I just teleport.
Oh, it's teleport?
It's teleport.
Okay.
I can still roll perception.
Yeah, when
I
get to right before you cast your spell when you're up on the ledge.
16.
So you also notice the eggs that are kind of under the ice, and you see what looks like this kind of bluish-orange cobra-like thing under the ice. Kind moving. Of swoop, yeah, moving as you misty step and you appear behind the frosty giant.
Okay. I did it.
All right. So you're here. Is that your turn?
Nope. I can do more.
All right.
Oh, wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more.
If you roll the next 5 minutes.
I'm going to attack twice.
Okay.
With the dagger.
Okay.
First attack, second attack. Neither are great. I'm going after the giant specifically. That is an 18 to hit the giant. And then a 15 to hit the giant.
Those both hit.
Okay. Let's see here. That is 5 slashing and 2 poison for the first hit. Plus a, because my dagger is still activated from my right. 2 fire damage. And then... second hit is 6 slashing, 1 poison, and 6 fire damage.
So that's a total of, what, 11? Did I count that right? Nope.
6, 6, 1. So that is...
For 13?
13.
13. All right. For a total of 20 altogether.
Okay. Do any of those, do I need to... Can I just give you the totals?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just give you totals then.
Give me totals and I'll say it like, what kind of, is it doing specific damage?
Okay.
I'll give you guys that benefit.
All right.
Next up, it is Cal.
Cal's gonna move forward 25 feet.
Is Cal in the zone?
And,
How long have you been waiting to make that joke?
10 seconds. I thought it was funny.
Not one pizza. Cal is... Because we're on a little bit of a kind of like a
yeah.
perch.
Yeah, right you're now. Like 15 feet in the air.
Okay, so it's decently tall.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Cal is going to cast Fireball just to the left of the giant so that the Fireball doesn't explode at Zediac.
Appreciated.
But before that, actually, he's going to summon his Wildfire Spirit on top of them. And so they need to make a Dexterity saving throw.
Okay. Do I have to?
No.
And okay. You guys thought this was a bad idea.
Yes, I still do.
I feel like we're doing great.
She rolled a 29. Frost Giant. You said it's Dex?
Dexterity.
A 12 for the giant.
Fails.
Okay.
She dodged behind his head.
He takes the blunt of it. Yeah. While she's like leaning back.
And see if
kind of hanging off the back of his armor.
Suck it.
Takes 11 points of fire damage for failing and then half that for succeeding.
She takes half?
Yep. Half of 11.
So 6? Is it rounded up or down?
DM's choice.
Whichever you want.
5.
We've got to stay consistent.
Then Cal is gonna swell up with fiery energy and cast Nuke, also known as fifth level fireball. They need to make. Oh, also, would she have disadvantage on the dexterity saving throw because she's being held?
She got picked up, but she's not, like, incapacitated. Okay. She, like, climbed behind him. Like, gotcha. Is holding on to, like, his armor.
Well, you need to make another one.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez. Fireball, how many D6s is that?
It's 10. 10 yeah, D6s. Okay. Can it's I borrow 10. Some D6s?
Here's
can we get some D6s in chat, please?
Here's three.
You want to empty, use his empty tray, or... Oh, you only have the one, do you?
Okay. Giant fails again. She rolled a 16.
Fails.
Okay.
DC 17.
You're coming around. No. I can see it. You think this is a great idea.
No, I don't. But don't.
10 plus a D8 for having the wildfire spirit out. And also, ones are treated as twos. And I ignore resistance to fire damage.
So don't think that was a concern.
2, 4, 8, 16, 22,
28,
was that
two? No, it wasn't, it was a 3.
3.
Whatever that was.
28, 34, 37.
Speed maths, D&D.
46 points of fire damage.
Wow. Dude, that's
to both of them.
Yeah. All right. Is that the end of your turn?
And in giant, he will say,
"Burn in hell,
Johnny."
It would appear to me that the corner of the plateau there is 30 feet away from the giant, right? Like there.
That part?
Yeah. Would that be?
Yes.
And would that be 30 feet from where Shara is on the giant?
No.
I'd have to jump down off the plateau?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you could just go to the bottom of the stairs, I think. That would do it.
Let's see. Could I get...
Because she's in the back.
So I'd have to...
Yeah. So she's like, would be considered that square.
Okay. So she's there. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25,
she's
30.
She's like shy of 40 from you.
Okay, so if I got to this square that I'm pointing at here, just below 15, the plateau, 30, that'd be 30 feet?
You'd be 35, so one in front of it, right there.
Okay, perfect. Can I get there? 5, 10, I don't think I can get there, unless I jump.
You can.
I can?
You can.
You okay. Can spend your full round action screw dashing.
That. No, you can get there normal.
I've got 30 feet of movement speed. I can get there.
You can get there normal.
Okay, so we're going to jump off the plateau down there.
5, 10, 15.
Yeah.
25,
30?
You said 35?
I got 30.
Okay.
I'll stay up on the plateau then if I can't reach Shara.
Okay.
And I would like to use fire breath.
All right.
And as I'm kind of gasping for some air to get in, oh, sorry, I'm not really Grisk.
So basically...
I feel like it's pretty obvious a person breathes fire that they're not really that person.
Do you drop your... Your spell is Gress, because I just imagine like Gress like turning into a dragon.
Fire goes out, and then when the fire clears, you see Johnny.
Yep. So they get a DC 13 Dex save.
Okay. That's nice. So the frost giant fails.
Well, that's the only one getting hit, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's 3d6 damage.
Okay.
So cute.
9
damage?
Yep.
All right.
And in keeping with the fire theme, I'm going to spend a sorcery point to quicken spell a firebolt.
I can't do fire spells. I just have a fiery whip or a dagger. I do have that.
Yeah, that'll be like a 25 to hit?
No hits.
What's firebolt damage? I think it's like 2d8 for me now.
Yeah, almost 3. Level 1. I think the
firebolt's
D10.
Let's double check real quick because I didn't write that down.
Firebolt's
D10.
Yeah, it is. D10? Yep. 2d10s?
2d10.
2d10s. 16.
Dude.
We ain't messing around. We gonna burn this place down.
You hit that frost giant and he literally, he's still alive, but he drops down to his knees. As
I see the fire breath didn't quite cut it, so I'll just throw another one.
Yeah. So he's like down on his knees, and you can tell that he can barely move. And Shara, like, kind of like at this point, hops down on the ground and like looks over and says, Johnny. Before the start of round two, Dutch over in the far sniper area starts to see the ice crack, specifically coming from where they were blasting the crap out of them with fire. And Zediak, you continue to see the movement going up and around. And now, Cal and Garg, you see as these two blue and orange cobra-like centipedes emerge from the ice.
Oh, no. I know what this... Isaiah knows what this is.
And we will see you next week.
Oh, no!